Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Good morning, Bucknutters, and happy Thanksgiving. It is Thursday, November 25th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 Holiday Edition. And to be clear, we are very thankful the Bucknutters are here. Could not be more thankful that you guys make up our fan base. It goes without saying that we have the best damn fans in the land. Thankfully, we also have the best damn recruiting director in the land, Steve Wiltfong. Joining us today, Steve, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Everyone, good luck in your turkey bowls today. I will be representing a Heath Shuler Washington Redskins jersey today because it's the only one I have. And I'm actually kind of disappointed I don't have Mark Rippon. I probably should buy Mark Rippon online somewhere so I can wear it. Kelly Wiltfong, Dan Marino. And my boys, they're more modern, Darius Leonard and Jonathan Taylor, because you know we live in Indianapolis. But we're going to have some fun in our turkey bowl, and I hope everybody across Columbus and Dayton and everyone listening across the country is going to have some fun in a turkey bowl today.
My turkey bowl days are long gone with many ligaments to spare. We're going to talk about some great stuff today. Ohio State is not taking the day off. They have recruited themselves into a furor. There's some great stuff going on, and we're going to talk to Steve about it. Let's backtrack a little bit, Steve. Earlier this week, you laid out a crystal ball for Hero Canoe, native of Germany, who plays at Rancho Santa Margarita in California, a big-time defensive tackle prospect. Many thought he was headed to Oklahoma. As I've said before, he has an offer list to stop traffic. Why did you roll your ball towards Columbus for Canoe?
Well, Oklahoma got the first official visit. They blew it away. They set the tone. Notre Dame got an official after that. Oklahoma was still the leader. Then Ohio State got their official visit, and then Georgia got their official. Talked to a source close to Hero that tells me that he's 99% sure Hero's going to end up at Ohio State, leaving some room for Georgia to make a move. So sounds like Georgia also made a move. I think that Ohio State prioritizing Hero. He's been to Columbus a couple times. They're the one to beat, and it's got a chance to be a really good finish up front at the point of attack for the Buckeyes. When you're looking at Hero Canoe, you got Caden Curry in Indianapolis, who's playing in the state title game on Saturday, trying to win back-to-back state titles here in Indiana. And then you got Omari Abor down there, five-star defensive lineman in Texas. All three are crystal ball picks. I don't have one in for Curry yet, but Abor and Canoe I do. And if I was forced to put one in for Curry, I would put one in for Curry as well as they battle Alabama.
Trust in Larry Johnson, people. You also had another West Coast crystal ball that you rolled. And this one's really interesting because I don't know if you could call it a package deal, but it's Zachariah Branch from Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, younger brother of Zion Branch, safety of the 22 class, who many have crystal ball to Ohio State. Bring us up to date on the Branch brothers.
Well, I think it's just a deal where, talking to the family, most of the process, they do want to go to school together. And I think that we are feeling even more confident about where Ohio State stands with Zion. And they were always in great shape with Zachariah too, but as Zion gets closer to his decision, you know, we just want to set the tone on where we think things stand with Zachariah, who is as electric a receiver as there is in the class. And Ohio State's also the crystal ball pick for Carnell Tate right now as they battle Notre Dame and others. Carnell's going to be at Tennessee this weekend, so he's still making the rounds and looking at schools and learning. And so Zachariah, I just like where Ohio State stands with those guys.
That's two big-time prospects. Older brother, like you said, a safety, younger brother, a slot receiver, and just an explosive offensive force. So a package deal would help both the offense and the defense should that come through. Let's get to the hottest news of the day. Devin Brown, an elite quarterback from Utah, was verbally committed to USC. We all know a verbal commitment to USC, given their current state, was rickety, and it fell through. He decommitted. He has visited Ole Miss. He has visited Texas. He's visited Ohio State. He's probably the number one quarterback left on the market. Do you think Ohio State has a chance to bring in Devin Brown?
They have a great chance. I know you guys read Blair Angulo's updates on Devin Brown this week. He had a couple of them. He had his official visit update. And then obviously Devin Brown reopening his process yesterday. He had another update, but I talked with Devin as well, and he said his experience at Ohio State was really good. The offense was really explosive. And they have big-time players all over the field. C.J. Stroud proved why he's the top Heisman candidate. There's so much energy and tradition at the Horseshoe. It was great to finally meet the coaches in person and have face-to-face conversations with them. And then he added that Ohio State's up there for him. And so I wouldn't even be surprised if Ohio State's a hair or two ahead. Ole Miss, Texas, they're going to try and go in the home, according to Blair Angulo, early this coming week. If Ohio State beats Michigan, they will not be able to go in the home because they'll be busy preparing to come to the great state of Indiana and Indianapolis, where they are like the Jacksonville Jaguars of London. Ohio State always plays a game in Indianapolis every year. You know, they're trending towards that again this year. But I like where the Buckeyes stand right now, and we'll see how things go over the next week.
We will be following the Devin Brown recruitment closely. Keep this in mind, Ohio State versus Ole Miss and Texas. Who would you want to commit to? If it's Ryan Day versus Lane Kiffin being in the news for every opening, Steve Sarkisian, who knows how long he'll be there. So starting to feel a little bit better about Devin Brown. And to be clear, that was me just giving you my vibe, following up on Steve's vibe. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're back. If you've been following this show, you know Steve Wiltfong has been on point when it comes to picking Ohio State games. He sent me a text early in the game last week. One word or two, I'm not sure. What is bloodbath? But, Steve, how do you feel about Ohio State's trip to Ann Arbor?
Well, as you guys know, I predict Ohio State to win every week because they're the most talented team on the field every week. So I'm going to roll with the Buckeyes again. I think Michigan is going to play Ohio State well. You know, they have pass rushers like Aiden Hutchinson that can get in the backfield and hit Stroud and maybe get him off his game and out of rhythm a little bit. Michigan is going to dedicate themselves to running the ball. You know, I have no idea how, and I probably bailed on that Ohio State Michigan State game pretty early. I don't know how you only give your Heisman candidate running back six carries. You know, I think Michigan, this is the best backfield that Michigan's had in a long time. I think that they are recruited a lot of speed and playmaking ability at wideout. It's young. But the way Michigan's offense is trending, it's got a chance to be pretty prolific down the road. And I think that there's a chance that y'all could see flashes of that in this game. So it should be an exciting game. I like the Buckeyes to win and come to Indianapolis, to which they will then take apart Wisconsin, if that's who they play. But I like the Buckeyes in this one, but I think Michigan's going to be game and ready to play. And it won't be the blowout that it was the last 2 years.
You heard it here first. We appreciate Steve taking time out of his Thanksgiving to spend it with us. And once again, we just appreciate the Bucknutters. We feel very lucky here at Bucknuts that you're our crew. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a great Thanksgiving, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row, and be sure to dance in the end zone over your families in those turkey bowls today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.